It's 7:25. Florida week continues here. Your home for Tennessee football, 99.1 The Sports Animal. Tyler, Will, this morning's show we call the starting lineup. Gentleman who completes us, the 33% to our 66%. He gets the opportunity to get you caught up on what's happening on the Hill with Jeremy Pruitt's football program. It is Eric Kane. Kaner, good morning to you, brother.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Jeremy Pruitt met with the media yesterday, gave an update on the COVID situation within the team. Here's Jeremy Pruitt on the coronavirus and the Tennessee football team.
You know, we've had two guys test positive, but it dates back to when we came back from Auburn. But unfortunately, with the contact tracing, you know, that number has grown, you know, pretty good bit there. So it's knocked us out of a lot of the guys, which they'll start coming back in here toward the end of this week. We're probably about 16 right now.
So if you're keeping track at home, that's two positive tests dating back to after the Auburn game. 16 players are in quarantine due to contact tracing, and those players are not practicing with the team right now. Jeremy Pruitt went on to say that some of those players would be back and that one quarterback has been affected by the contact tracing and is not practicing. Of course, Jeremy Pruitt did not give out any names of any of these players who were not practicing. Tennessee also lost its second commit in the past 5 days and four-star inside linebacker Terrence Lewis. Lewis was Tennessee's top-rated commit, a top 40 player overall. He was rated as the second-best inside linebacker in the 2021 class. Lewis said Tennessee is still one of his top schools, Tennessee is his top school, but he wanted to explore his options over the next few weeks before the early signing period. The Vols now have 25 commits, are still ranked 11th in the country per Rivals. Audio video of Jeremy Pruitt's press conference up on our website, 991thesportsanimal.com. Players will be made available before practice later this afternoon. Today's Tennessee Football Practice Report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
So I believe that this is probably the biggest back and forth I have with the Tennessee fan base. Like there have been so many people who have gone out of their way to be like, I love you, Ivins, but there's one thing you do that absolutely drives me nuts, and this is it. It's that I don't go all in head first swanton bomb style into the pool when it comes to recruiting. And what I mean by recruiting is I follow recruiting. I keep up with recruiting. I don't go in head over heels during the commitment period or the verbal period where, oh my goodness, you've got the number two rated recruiting class only behind Ohio State for a 72-hour period. Look what Terrence Lewis can do if he actually signs on the dotted line. Well, because there's still a football season between when you verbal to a program and when you actually inked a paper and faxed in the early period of December. And now what you're seeing is Tennessee in that period right now where they're struggling actually with the product currently on the field and the future to improve the program. Now they're considering elsewhere. So what was the reasoning for getting all bent out of shape and excited in the first place? That might be glass half empty, and I'm not a glass half empty guy, but here we are now talking this morning, all last night for a good 3.5 hour period. Tennessee fans up in arm about this right now decommitment from the program.
Yeah, I mean, not many people kind of dive into recruiting as much as others, and it's you know, a very fluid situation, obviously, because you're dealing with some teenagers right now. Last 5 days, not been great for Tennessee. Let's get to the bad news first. Three-star defensive back Demarius McGee decommitted from Tennessee. The coaching staff loves this kid. I think he's a little undervalued, but absolutely loved him out of Ocala, Florida. And then four-star inside linebacker Terrence Lewis last night, a top 40 commit. He decommitted. But Tennessee did get back the commit of three-star running back Tyon Evans. He's the top-rated junior college running back right now. He decommitted from Tennessee back in September, recommitted on Thanksgiving Day. So that is the good news. Some more good news. Last night after the news of Terrence Lewis decommitting, you had at least four players come out that I saw on social media. Four-star quarterback Caden Salter, three-star defensive lineman Isaac Washington, four-star inside linebacker Aaron Willis, and four-star tight end Miles Campbell all came out and said, hey, you know, I'm locked in. I'm committing to Tennessee. Salter and Washington even went on and said, hey, I'm signing the 16th in the early signing period. So there have been some commits that have said, hey, it doesn't matter what's going on right now. Tennessee's where I'm going. And those are four big names that I saw last night after Terrence Lewis decided to decommit that kind of came out and reassured their commitment.